So what a beautiful picture. If you haven't taken a moment, turn your bulletins back around to this beautiful image. It's on your bulletin and it's up here on the screen. I'd love for you to really look at it. What do you see? What do you see in this image? I'm asking you for real. What do you see in this image?
Prosperity.
Hope. What else do you see? Stability? Okay. Stability. Gotcha. Crops. Diversity, what? Growth. Future, hope. Peace. Cynthia? I hear outer space, is that what you said? And what did you, I hear over here. I heard a dark, deep voice and a not deep voice. Well, there's a lot of things in this image. One of the things that struck me about this image is that dark night sky. And those little glimpses of light that comes with the stars. We wouldn't be able to see the stars without the darkness. And what a beautiful image it makes, both the darkness and the light. So this Advent season, we will be looking at the gifts of darkness and the gifts of light. In ancient times, Jews were waiting the Messiah, someone that would lift them out of the life they were living. The political environment was violent. The king was harsh and unjust. There were the rich who had slaves and the poor. Most people were poor or slaves. Only a few were rich. They were waiting for God to send the Messiah, awaiting a change in their suffering and in their struggle. They were living in dark times, living and waiting. We sang this morning in the song to a maid engaged to Joseph. Mary was to wait in this uncertainty, the uncertainty of why me, the uncertainty of I am your handmaiden, I am here to serve you, Lord, and what that might mean. The uncertainty of what others might think of her, the uncertainty of her fiancé, Joseph, and what he might think of her. The uncertainty of what it may mean to be the mother of God's offspring, the Messiah. Yet, she was to live and wait to see what God had in store for her. As a church, we are living in darkness. Our denomination excludes homosexuals from becoming ordained clergy or being married in this church. Our church struggles with the messiness of what may come. As we have been told, the United Methodist Church in Syracuse needs to form something undefined. Our church sits and waits in frustration as we wait to hear goals, purpose, strategy for this new, undefined entity that is the United Methodist Churches of Syracuse. We wait and live in these uncertain times, sad times, frustrating times, dark times. We live and we wait. Our lives are full of darkness. Mass shootings, addiction, poverty, racism, struggles in our health and our loved ones' health, and don't even get me started on health insurance. We live in dark times in which the rich get richer and the gap between the haves and have-nots grow wider and wider and the middle class may become extinct. We live in the uncertainty of the true state of our earth and if we will even be able to recover from the damage human beings have done. We are working harder and earning less. We are tired and frustrated and sad. Our loved ones are dealing with failing health. So many have illnesses in which it is so hard for us to watch them decline. Some of the illness our loved ones are dealing with is mental illness. Many are ready to receive care, but as soon as they're ready, they have to fight to get the right care and the excellent care they deserve. The care that would be available if they had more money, different health insurance, or enough clout. For example, in Syracuse, there is a long waiting list for heroin recovery clinic. There are well over 100, I believe over 500 people waiting to get into this recovery clinic to overcome their heroin addiction. We watch our loved ones struggle physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And in all this struggle, we may lose hope. We may ask questions like, why me? Why my family? Why my loved ones? Why are people violent towards one another? Why is this happening to our earth? Why do people struggle? And so we wait and we live. What are we to do as we wait? And what are we waiting for? In the waiting, we are to live. We are to actively wait because God has work for us to do in this waiting. Even in the sadness, frustration, and struggle, we are to get to work. God didn't say, when all is well for you, could you please get some work done here in this world? There will never be a perfect time to get to work. In fact, if everything was good, what work would need to be done? God has called us to serve one another and love one another. We are to share God's love even as we wait. So, what are we waiting for? Well, during Advent, we are anticipating or waiting for the remembering of Jesus' birth. 2,000 years ago, we were waiting for the Messiah to come in a grand way. The Messiah was to remove the horrible king. The Messiah was to take away all the pain and the suffering away. The Messiah was expected to rule the earth with peace and justice. Well, things didn't go down quite that way. So during the Advent season, we are awaiting the remembering of the birth of the Messiah and the hope that comes with it. What if we aren't waiting for Jesus, but Jesus Christ is waiting for us? Jesus left us a wonderful manual and an example for life. Jesus spent his life speaking out for justice. He instructed us to serve, and yet he was born in an unexpected way, in an unexpected place. And Jesus suffered in his life. He had friends betray him and people around him die. He saw illness and hunger and injustice in the church and out of the church. What if the Messiah was not to rule the world as people 2,000 years ago would have imagined, as a strong king that made and enforced the rules? What if Jesus was a bottom-up kind of leader, unlike a king's top-down leadership? What if Jesus left us this manual for living so that his leadership would lead to peace and justice because all the people were actively living in peace and living with justice? So we are instructed to get to work. God has work for us to do as we live in the darkness. Because in this time of darkness and waiting, we re-remember the hope that came in Jesus' birth and in Jesus' life. As we read the Hebrew scripture, we were reminded that we have access to Christ always and in the end. Christ is always available to us. In the darkness, we have access to the light of Jesus Christ and an example for living. Even in the darkness, we have work to do. In the work, we may see or feel a little peak of light come through. We may experience little glimpses of hope. Without the darkness, we would not have the sadness, the frustration, and the anger to move us toward action. The work we are to do may be to voice our sadness, voice our frustration, so that we see systematic changes. Our call may be a call to seek justice. One gift of darkness is the knowledge that we need to live in the darkness, to serve, to hope, and to create change, because God has work for us to do.